Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I guess that's my cue. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. Wow, just listening to those headlines, what would people do with 5-minute university?
Well, you know, since you brought that up, Greg, we had been working maybe a little bit longer on building campsites here at the farm. And we've got a creek that runs about 3/4 of a mile through the farm. It starts as a spring about 50 feet on the other side of our property line, and then it builds and builds and builds. And when it rains, it gets to be about 40 feet wide, 4-0. It's not really deep. It's only maybe 8 feet deep at the deepest. But so we've been working on these campsites, and I expected that we'd have our fifth one completed yesterday. And we were a little energetic, and we got 6 of them done. So we now have 3 campsites that you can pull a camping trailer up to 26 feet long in. And so it's 3 of those along the creek, and then we have 3 that are on the other side of the creek for just tents. And, you know, you could have one through roughly as many as 8 people in the campsites on the other side of the creek. So I'm all excited about that, because that's going to be a place where I think that's going to be the beginnings of 5-minute university on site. I think that's what that is. And so when people come here, they're gonna see cows, they're gonna see grass, they're gonna see equipment, they're gonna see barns, they're gonna see nature in its full glory. I mean, full glory. And there's a tree at one of these campsites that I believe was here before Missouri started dispersing land with the James Buchanan land grant, which is around the 1840s. So this tree was here probably on our farm before the War of Northern Aggression, the War of the Civil War, or the War between the States, whichever you'd like to call it. And so there's some history here. And as we were going along the creek bed, which has dried up somewhat, not completely, but mostly during this drought, it's rocks. And we found what looks to be like an Indian stone mill, because this area, it's not precisely identified exactly where the Trail of Tears went, but it went through around here, this area. And there are some relics that people have found, Indian relics. And this thing looks like a stone mill. It's a large stone that has a concave, rounded concave depression in it. Actually, 2 of them side by side. And it looks like it could have been used for grinding, you know, corn. So we're all excited about that. So that's what we're up to. Any comments about camping? Any comments about camping?
Well, I'll tell you what. If a tree could talk, I'd probably sit there for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Communicating with it about the past. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I've seen farmland being turned into campsites, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot more campers on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost insane what's going on. The more the prices of fuel go up, it seems like the more people get on the road.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe they think this is their last shot at a good vacation. I really don't understand why so many people all of a sudden decide to take the road.
Yeah, I'm with you. And we have an overhead. We have a barn. It's 50 feet by 50 feet. And it's right at the campsite location. And I was talking with our son. We were out there with the front-end loader, and we were putting gravel around the fire pits. And so we have six fire pits installed already. And we've got, you know, the wood from the wood. So it'll be really, really nice for a quiet, nature, relaxing type of camping. And we have this barn that's 50 feet by 50 feet. And one side of it has an overhang. And it has a steel roof. It's a steel barn. It's a nice-looking barn. And we thought, what a great area to put in one of those rugged grills where you put the wood in. And like you see in parks, we have one of those. We've never used it. We have one. It was given to us. So we're going to put that in, and we're going to put in a washing station where you can, you know, wash your hands and that kind of stuff, and wash your dishes. And I think it's going to be a really nice, rustic campsite. It's not going to be really big. We could expand it to where we could have maybe 30 or 40 campsites all in the same area, with maybe half of them or more being where you can pull in a camper. So I'm excited about it because it is the beginning of 5 Minute University on site. That's what's really, really neat about it. And so we have names for the campsites, and they're based on what's there, like Grand Oak. That oak tree that we're talking about, which you can't even put your arms around. It's so big, you can't put your arms around. I think it would take two people touching their fingers, you know, together to make a hoop big enough to go around this tree. I'm not even sure two people could do it. And then we have persimmons. We have berries. There's black walnuts. So, you know, at the campsites, you can just pick black walnuts right off the ground. So it's really kind of... Go ahead.
I say, you know what they call that spring that you've got out there, don't you?
It's a creek.
A river.
Sometimes it's called a crick. Sometimes it's called a creek.
Yep.
Sometimes it's called a stream. And I guess in a couple of years it would be a river, based on how little water is available. So it's really a wonderful experience with nature. And we were out there working, and we'd stop every few minutes because just to look around and enjoy the beauty of nature. And what was really nice is the shade from these magnificent trees. And I don't think they've ever been touched. I don't think these trees have ever been touched by humans, other than the ones that have died, and we cut them off with our chainsaw and pulled them out with a, you know, with a four-wheel drive tractor and pulled them out for cutting up into logs. Other than that, it's nature at its in its original state.
How about a fishing pond?
Well, you know, there are fish right there. However, we've decided that there are two things that, although we like fishing and although we are gun enthusiasts, we've decided that because of the cows that are all around us, and because the cows and the animals, from times when we'll be closing the camp for certain times of cattle crossings and those kinds of things, so we don't want fish hooks in the creek. Okay, but we do have another pond, which would be certainly just fine for fishing, and it's stocked. It's got catfish in it that are, I don't know, maybe 2 feet long. So it's really nice for, you know, catch and release. So that's the part of the expansion plan for 5 Minute University as well. So we're thinking that this can be show and tell. This can be lessons. And, it's one thing to read about. It's one thing to see YouTube videos. It's another thing to be there. It really is. So let's see. We've got Kyle in Montana. Welcome.
Vince, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist calling in. I'll tell you what, Vince, around here, and this is no joke, people have those kind of campsites, and they are allowing people to pull their trailers in and park there for $150 a night.
Wow.
So if you want to supplement your farm income to be able to continue to raise cows, if the only thing you have to do is you're going to have to build about a 10-foot by 10-foot padded and heavily insulated room where it's got a bench in it and like a cot, because that will be the scream room for people that can't handle being without a cell phone.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that yesterday. I was thinking, gosh, you know, some of the beauty of this is you don't see any power lines. We don't have any power lines, you know, overhead power lines on the property. We have one power line underground, and the telephone line is underground. So you don't see any of those poles. And I was thinking that there's no microwave. Now, there is a cell tower a couple miles away, so if someone has a cell phone and they have data, they could, you know, get their own, maybe, not, depending on exactly where you are, you might not get cell reception at all. And that could be a good thing or could be a bad thing. But I was thinking about, I could put in Wi-Fi, and I know how to do it. I could bring in Wi-Fi from an underground data line from the farm, and set up Wi-Fi at the campsite if we wanted to. But I'm not sure if I want to do that. I think that the beauty of this is the freedom from distractions, all distractions, other than the sound of water, you know, bubbling over the rocks, other than the sound of the wind, the breeze, I should say, through the leaves, the sounds of the birds. You know, there are no airplane engines, no sirens, no police cars.
If they really wanted to find some Wi-Fi, I'm sure they could go find a cafe nearby and have their breakfast.
Well, there's only one restaurant.
Or they can,
one restaurant,
get on their
couple
phone. Or they can just use your fire pits.
Hello?
Yeah. And there is a restaurant. It's a couple miles away. Are you able to hear me okay? We had this problem yesterday where I couldn't... it looks like I'm okay. But there is a restaurant. It's a small, independent... what was his name? Guy Fieri. He would get in his car and go to diners, dives, and drive-ins or something like that. Well, he'd qualify for one of those. But there is a dollar store. About 3 miles away. So I have a feeling that their restrooms are going to be really popular.
Yeah, the thing is, you've got to think in terms of the modern American thought process. And if you take a lot of these young kids away from their cell phone for very long, you know, if they get out into nature, they're going to think they've been abducted by aliens. And if they're without that cell phone for very long, reality is going to leave them. So it's going to be a struggle. That's all I had this morning. I'll catch up with you when we do our program. But anyway, I just couldn't resist that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kyle. So we'll see you next Thursday. Is that good for you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And I trust you're feeling better every day with after your surgery on your knees.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher's with us. He's in Utah, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com, if you'd like to go to the website. You may even want to buy the book. I've read the book many times, and it will teach you how you can be independent with water, and you can create your own water system that will give you the best water that you can possibly get, evaporated water, distilled water. And you can do it using nature for almost all of the work, of the hard work of doing it, meaning the sun. Greg, you know, this camping thing, I really didn't plan to talk about it. I know you didn't know anything about it until we started talking about it, but here on in class. But it's an eye-opener for those who have no idea where meat comes from, where food comes from. But, you know, walnuts, they come out of a bag and you get them in a store, right? Well, actually, they come from walnut trees. And so what does a walnut look like when it's on a tree? Well, we have them here.
Yeah.
And what do berries look like, you know, before they're in a jar that has a label on it and it's turned into, you know, jelly or jam? What does that look like? Well, they're here. We have currants and berries and nuts and persimmons. It's all right here. So it's a great eye opener to what life is really, really about. And for camping, you know, if you want water, well, you're going to have to carry it to the campsite, and you're going to realize how heavy water is, about 8 pounds per gallon. You're going to realize that, and you're going to realize that what life was really like when the pioneers came across from the east to the west, because that's where we are. As a matter of fact, St. Louis, Missouri, is the jumping off point to the west, the gateway to the west, and we're on the west side of St. Louis. So we're in Missouri, but we're in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. Any thoughts about recommendations?
Well, you know, I can remember in school, a teacher asking, you know, where eggs came from. And I think this was, I think it was in seventh or eighth grade. And the response that they got was just overwhelming from the grocery store. That's where eggs come from. And I just thought, good grief. You know, that whole thing about, that whole headline about what kids are learning in our schools. Well, you know, when you place liberals, the Berkeley-type liberals, in charge of the school system, the education system, what do you expect? I mean, honestly. You know, I think what you're doing is wonderful.
Yeah. One of the things that we were talking about, my son and our son and I and Mrs. Finelli was at the farmhouse taking care of the animals while we were out with the, you know, the front end loader and building the campsites. We're talking about the grill, you know, the wood fired grill, not propane, but wood fired. So you get the twigs and you build your fire and you get larger and larger pieces of wood and you can actually cook on the grill. And what would you cook on the grill? Well, of course you can cook hot dogs, but what about grass-fed beef, the finest grass-fed beef in the world, in my opinion. And that's what we raise right here. So we have it. We have processed by a USDA-inspected meat processing plant our beef. And we have our beef jerky. And we have our beef steaks, our beef burgers, our beef jerky. And we have what you just mentioned, farm-fresh eggs from Rhode Island Red Chickens. Now they're brown eggs. So if you're not used to a brown egg, you're not used to a more yellow yolk. So once you look at a brown egg and you go, it's kind of weird, it's kind of brown. I thought eggs were white. Once you realize that not all eggs are white. And then once you realize
maybe you need to wash them off a little harder.
And then once you realize that yolk that's on a white egg is kind of sickly looking, and you realize it really should be a little darker yellow, then you won't want to go back to those store-bought, factory-produced white eggs. As a matter of fact, we're thinking about getting some blue eggs, and they make them that. No chickens that lay blue eggs.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge ordered two defendants charged in alleged Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, kidnapping scheme to face trial, setting a tentative start date for August 9th. Nearly 3 months ago, a jury deadlocked on the charges against them, and a mistrial was declared. Josh Blanchard, the attorney for Barry Croft Jr. on Thursday, says the state's case is very weak.
The jury found that there wasn't enough evidence that these other guys were involved. I think that's pretty compelling that their case is weak.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law Thursday a bill mandating 25% decrease in disposable plastic packaging and utensils by 2032. Russia continues to attack civilian targets. The Kremlin fired missiles near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa on Friday, hitting an apartment building and a resort, killing at least 18 souls. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
A large comet, after a multi-million-year journey towards our sun, has entered the inner part of our solar system and is due to make its closest pass to Earth this month. Scientists have known about comet C2017K2 for several years. The comet, roughly 12 miles in diameter, will make its closest pass to Earth on July 14th, though the comet will still be further away from us than Mars. As the education system of our kids continues to be examined, are the young ones getting an education that will prepare them for the future? Quisha King on Fox News is the senior director at Moms for America.
Children across the country are not reading at a fourth grade level. A fourth grade level by the time that they are in fourth grade. And so, I mean, that is astonishing that America is producing children and graduating children that cannot read at levels that they need to go on to do what they need to do in the next phases of life. So, you know, it is very important that we pay attention to not only, you know, the social issues, but actually what are they learning when they are in these government schools? Are they getting what they need to be prepared for the next phases of life? And clearly, if they can't be prepared there, then they're not going to be prepared when we have economic crises like we do right now.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, Greg Lesher's with us. I'm really excited, class. I really am. And I just want, I don't know if Greg ever heard this, but when we had our Get Prepared Expos, we had seven of them. We had thousands of people coming from all over, actually from multiple continents. And 44 states were represented at the height of our expos, and people from England and Central America came, and Alaska. And I mentioned over the air that I believed at the time, and I still do believe this, that anyone who came to our expo would, and actually participated in it, you know, went to the seminars, anybody who went would say that that was one of life's 10 most memorable moments or events. And I really meant it. And so what are memorable events? Well, you know, getting your driver's license, okay? Graduating high school. Getting married, if you get married. Those are memorable events, right? Well, if you take the top 10, I think that going to the Get Prepared Expo would be one of them. Seriously. And I'd love to hear, you know, if you're a student and you've been to the Get Prepared Expo or your instructor, I'd like to hear, is that claim valid, that it's one of life's 10 most memorable events? Well, I think that coming to this campground could be one of those 10. That's how interesting it is. That's how different it is from modern life. Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah, you know, when I was in high school, this friend of mine that lived right across the street from me, his mother would, in the summertime, would just take us up into what they call the High Uinta Mountains, the primitive area. You know, you couldn't have any motorized vehicles or anything out there, and they would just, in the high country, just, she would drop us off. And we would have planned out our trails and where we were going to hike and what lakes we were going to fish. And we'd spend a week there just, you know, with some dehydrated food and fishing. And that to me was camping. But this, what you're doing is more camping than what they consider campgrounds and campsites, like KOA Campground, which is... Excuse me. I just have to laugh like that.
Yeah. Now, take your time, Greg. So we're talking about camping, we're talking about the five-minute university, and it's a learning experience. It's fun, and it's a learning experience. And I don't want to do anything that's just entertainment. I'm not interested in entertainment. It could certainly be a lot of fun, but there needs to be an educational theme to it, an educational message, kind of like different from going to the mouse. That's just pure entertainment. Everything is there for you. If you want it, if you have the money, you can get it. But that's not what this is. This is learning, hands on the ground, learning the way things really, really are. And it would give anyone who came to the camp a perspective on what life is really, really about, and how difficult it was for those who pioneered and those who settled across the West. Yeah. Greg, back to you.
Especially if they bring a tent and a sleeping bag, you're going to be sleeping on the ground. You know, I mean, and you know, I got quite used to it myself, actually. You know, if I was.
Well, there are six locations where you can do that. There are six locations where you can camp right on the ground. Three of them you could pull a camper trailer. So you are absolutely in tune with nature. And in many cases, you'd be roughing it. And, of course, if you needed assistance, you could call us and we'll come running. We have a way of getting there within probably 3 or 4 minutes from the time we were called, you know, if you had an emergency. And there's services. If there's the hospitals in Springfield, they're, you know, within an hour flight away. And so if you wanted to go to buy some things, you could. You could go to Lebanon, Missouri. It's probably a 26-mile trek, and you can go to the supercenter there and get the things that you need, but we would have a list of things that we would suggest that you bring with you, and you could use this checklist and, you know, make sure that you don't have to say, shoot, we don't, did we bring any water? I think we forgot the water. But we have water for washing and those kinds of things too. But ultimately, we may have to put in a well near this, a water well near this campsite, depending on how it works. It may be a total flop. We're really not sure. So
I think you're going to do well. you know, a lot of people are losing their homes. and are becoming mobile. I was up in Salt Lake, near Salt Lake City, between Utah County and Salt Lake County, and there was a Maverick gas station. And off to the side, there's a dirt park, a dirt area, where a lot of trucks, because there's a pit up there, would pull over and work on their truck for a minute. Well, I noticed it was full of campers and people that look like they've been camping there for quite a while. And I think these people are homeless. And I'm starting to see a lot of this happen. But, you know, in an area like you are where you've got a lot of farms going out and things like that out of business, I think you're doing a good thing. You might experience some of these people. And I think it's a good place for them to learn. You know, especially if they're going to stay there a while, provide some instruction, maybe some classes.
We have an instructor who joined the faculty a few weeks ago. His name is Brandon. Brandon used to have a job. His wife used to have a job. They used to have great jobs. And he came to the meetups. He heard about USA Prepares. He heard about me. He heard about what the faculty was doing. And he listened to us on the radio, and he wanted to see more. He wanted to see if we really walked the walk and didn't just talk about it. So he came to the meetups, and I talked about the people that you know, of all the people that you know, those who have their own businesses compared to those who have jobs, who is actually better off? And that was one of the questions that I would ask periodically. And everybody that I asked that question of, meetups, seminars, public speaking, everybody said that people who had their own businesses were better off. And he decided that he was going to jump off the corporate ladder. And his wife jumped off the corporate ladder. And they started their own business. They ended up buying a farm and raising berries. And so they have one of these farms where you go and pick your own berries. And so they sell berries, and they manufacture soaps and niceties. And they've done it the hard way and the labor-intensive way, and it's working. And he was on the air talking about it. And what he said was he asked for help. Now, he wasn't asking people to, you know, donate things. He was asking for divine intervention type help, or divine guidance type help, or spiritual help. And he got it. And he got through asking God for help, a way to do this. And he just followed the plan. And it worked. And he talked about that on the air. And would he go back? No. And a lot of us have experienced doing really well and then losing everything. And then picking up, you know, dusting ourselves off, saying, wow, boy, that was a hard fall. And I know it happened to you. It happened to me. It happened to Bert. It happened to Gwyneth. It happened to every single one of them. I won't mention any more names.
As a result, I've got, you know, when I go outside, I've got chickens running around, free-ranging chickens. You know, and I'll go out there and I'll collect my breakfast. Pick up a few eggs, a few brown eggs here, a few. In fact, that's what I had this morning. And I usually determine whether I'm having eggs over easy or scrambled by when I crack one. If it's the yolk breaks, I'm having scrambled eggs.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. So before today's class, you know, we have a drought here. And I bought 100 5-gallon buckets, white gallon. They were used for garlic and garlic in oil. So they're 5-gallon buckets, and this guy had a pallet of them. So I bought the entire pallet with the lids. It was $100 for the buckets, for 100 of them, $1 a piece, and $10 for all the lids. So the lids were 10 cents a piece. Now, you can't do that anymore. That was a couple of years ago. And so I drilled, I didn't want to do it, but I drilled about a tiny hole about the size of a number 2 pencil lead. not a number two pencil, but the lead diameter, in the bottom of the center of the bottom of each one of these buckets. I drilled about 13 of them, and I put them in our orchard. We planted some fruit trees, and they were really struggling. So I put this right over where I thought the roots would really enjoy some water. And I filled them up yesterday four times. So each tree, I didn't move the buckets. It drips water right into one spot. It's covered by the bottom of the bucket. That tree gets 100% of the water. So I filled it up four separate times throughout the day, and it's working great. So that's what I did before class this morning. I was out there in the orchard, and had about 300 feet of garden hose to do that. Then I went out and saw the chickens, and I let the chickens out. And they can do one of two things. They can go and look for bugs. They can eat grass if they can find any green grass, and they can scratch around, or they can hop into the hen nest, which I think has about 10 nests. And they can fly up there, lay their eggs, and then we can collect the eggs every day. And so if campers want farm fresh eggs and farm fresh beef, we've got it. World class. And I'm thinking...
And you're not going to charge $100 a steak like they're in New York, are you?
Well, no, of course not. Of course not. And when Kyle mentioned $125 to pull over for a camp location, boy, I mean, we wouldn't do that. I mean, that's astronomical. And during the break, I mentioned that to our son, that's what you can get in Montana. But... that's out of the question. We would certainly never even dream of anything like that. That's gouging. It's maybe in New York
City.
Well,
it's a wonderful thing. I mean, camping is a way of life.
Yeah, and
it will be a way of life.
Yeah, and it will change. It will change a family's focus if children come out here with mom, dad, parents. It will change their focus. It will alter their life. There's no question about it. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works.
Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But the question is, you have paved your own way. Would you prefer to go have someone pave your way for you, or would you rather be independent you are?
Let's just put it this way. I came from a family that, you know, my brothers liked to golf with my dad and things like that, and, you know, very business oriented. And I was grew up out here in Utah. And out here, there is a lot of state and federal land. The federal land being public land, land that was never assigned. It's owned by the public. And so I was kind of the black sheep. You know, I started a taxidermy business right out of high school. Learned how to tan hides and do things like that. But this is the way I grew up. I had some friends that were interested in the same thing. We would just take off, maybe bring a sleeping bag and a 12-gauge, and we would go out in the desert or up, you know, in the high desert or somewhere, and we would just pull over somewhere, and I had a Bivy-type bag where I could put my sleeping bag in it, and maybe my shirt and maybe a jacket became my pillow. And I'd get up in the morning, and I might shoot a cottontail, and that was my breakfast. You know, I'd build a fire and slide some sticks and roast it right over an open fire. I loved it. It was quiet. I didn't have all the distractions. I learned how to do things myself. I've always, you know, if I needed something, I would build it myself. So I'm kind of a hands-on type person. I've always been interested in survival in the wilderness because I loved it. I'd get up in the mountains, and I think it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It was peaceful and quiet, and I could think. You know, and we are kind of heading back into a civilization that kind of lifestyle, doing things for yourself, is going to become very necessary even to survive. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
You know, as you were saying this, I was thinking through what you were saying. And if you have a job, that means that things are provided for you. Think about that, class. If you have a job, you want to go out to eat, you go out to eat. If you want to buy pickles, you go buy pickles. If you want to, whatever it is you want, if you have enough money provided by trading your life's hours for working at the job, you can buy them, which is diametrically opposed to making those pickles yourself, growing the cucumbers, getting the salt, making the brine, cooking the pickles, adding dill, maybe a little bit of pepper, and making your own pickles. So,
and I know the smell well because our house, at least my grandmother's house and grandfather's house, used to be filled with that smell quite often for making their own pickles.
Yeah, so it's a whole different world. For example, if you have a job and you climb the ladder successfully enough, you can have somebody flip your hamburgers for you. You can have somebody hire a cook in your own house. Heck, you know, it's so hard to cook for yourself. And cleaning, boy, that must be miserable, right? You can hire people to cook and clean and even raise your children for you. Or you can do what we do, instructors at USA Prepares, and do it yourself and learn all of those things. And then if the cook or the cleaning person or the guy that cuts your lawn doesn't show up, it's not a problem because you have the equipment. You know how to do it yourself. You know how to fix that plumbing problem. You know how to hunt for food. You know how to prepare
your
own meals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Greg, I wanted to mention...
Hook up your own electricity. Do things yourself. I had to do it because I couldn't afford that.
You know,
and
Greg...
quite frankly, I enjoyed doing things myself. Yeah,
Greg, would you share very briefly with our class how we met? How did Greg Lesher and Vincent Finelli get together? How did that happen?
Well, I was running a radio station. These people had bought this radio station from the Rhode Island, and I was looking for programming, good programming that I enjoyed, and I just happened to see USA Prepares, and I thought, wow, what a title. I started listening to it, and I put you on the air on our station, and I've been happy with it ever since.
Yeah, that was many years ago. And that's how Greg and I met. I didn't even know Greg and I met until one day I heard from a student, hey, USA Prepares is out there in Utah on a radio station in Utah. KYAH happened to be the call letters.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Greg made that happen. Greg, thank you so much for being with us today and taking your irreplaceable time and sharing your thoughts and your wisdom. I'll see you next Friday, hour number one. Greg Lesher, Real Water Independence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.